Okay. All right, you're listening to the podcast, and this is part two of The Scandival. With us, as always, is Jennifer Clark, Nicole Golden, Jessica Trojan, Heather Saran, and Nicole Gaspard. We have a fun night tonight, and we're broadcasting live from Lemo's Grill, which is at is in Moore Park, California. So check them out, lemosgrill.restaurant. Good time. So what's going on, guys? There's something super sexy popping in the Scandival this week. What's happening?
We have so much to go through.
Too much. Yeah. I can't believe it's been like since like March 3rd. I feel like this is the only thing that I talk about in my life. Like, don't talk about current events or politics.
This is
or
the
any,
only thing
care.
The world is talking about. Okay. I got pulled over today by a cop. Apparently, drinking and driving is illegal. So he's like, is that a beer there? And I was like, did you watch the Scandival? And he's like, I did. And he forgot all about the ticket. He let me go. It was amazing. But like, everyone just loves the Scandival. It's amazing.
What a great life hack too. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. I'm joking. I wasn't doing that. You should never drink and drive, but we really care. The Scandival, so much has happened and is popping. What do you guys like? What's your big takeaway that's happening right now?
I think it's bringing everybody together politically. What Donald Trump tore apart, Tom Sandoval's putting together.
Amen to that.
Yes.
Everyone goes back to that I've spoken with about the Scandival, and Tom Sandoval himself goes back to how dorky his band is. Is it really that bad? Everyone says it's just like, it's terrible.
The worst.
Yeah. Did you see the one where he was playing this weekend, and the two women had a big banner that said, pay back your mom?
No.
Yes.
Yes. And he was like, while he was playing, it was actually really funny.
There's a clip of him with like red pants on. It's like, Michael Jackson couldn't even pull that off. It was ridiculous.
That was like the best part of the reunion for me anyway, when he's talking to Raquel and she's like, well, that's a shock to me that you were cheating on me with your actual girlfriend. And he's like, well, things weren't going great. But then she said that I really look great in my outfits and I'm really like good at fashion.
We'll get to that because he is a dick. And this is just proof right here. I can't believe when I saw this that, let me go ahead and pull it up. Lala didn't say anything. That's what blew my mind when I saw it. Can you guys see the clip?
Yeah.
Let me see. Share screen one. There we go.
Lala.
Yeah, here it is. The clip. She told her that she pulled her IUD out the day she found out Stassi was pregnant. That is so disgusting to say to a mother. He is
horrifying.
A disgusting man.
And Lala said in her Instagram stories right after that she didn't hear him say that in the moment. Otherwise, she would have eaten his face.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was vile.
The whole thing. Poor James over here. He just keeps getting up.
And does he have like a UTI?
What was that? Maybe from too much snow. I don't know what's going on.
Like what was happening in that bathroom? Does he have a
because
kidney infection?
Awfully excited. So
it is 10 hours.
Did you guys see this, Andy?
I gotta go.
Yes.
Andy, just stay in your fucking chair, okay? Honestly.
I felt that way. I was yelling at him.
Yeah.
Like God.
Andy's hair is gray because of all the nonsense on the show.
Andy
looked different 10 years ago. Who's gonna come away the winner in this whole thing? What's your predictions?
Lala.
In the court of public opinion, when this is all done. I don't mean now. I mean like a year from now. Do you think Sandoval is gonna have a redemption and people are gonna forgive?
No.
He's done.
Ariana is going to be a rock star by then, and in movies and everything.
But he's not done from the show, right? Because it's so much publicity. Yeah. How could they get rid of him?
I think
they can't.
I don't think any of them.
He has to do it. It's where he makes his money.
Yeah, and that is, I mean, we're all loving it, right? Because of all the chaos and drama and stuff. I mean, let's be real. So and it needs to stick around so that it can kind of continue and see where it evolves.
Do you think Tom Sandoval is going to ever leave and do his own show? Does he have that kind of like support where he could?
No.
He would like fail.
He thinks
everything he does in life is going to fail aside from the show. Is that like accurate?
He won't be able to hold the show on his own.
No.
Yeah.
He doesn't have like
he's
emotional
not interesting.
Depth. Yeah.
Well, not to mention too, I mean, it's not like he got, you know, caught with drugs or something like that. Like he did cheat on somebody that a lot of people love. So like you're kind of going to be labeled that way for forever, right? I mean, you're always going to remember like Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, like Angelina Jolie broke him up. You know, like that's going to be there forever. Like you can't undo that.
The way he handled it was not like Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt stayed silent.
Absolutely.
I'm not comparing the two. Believe me, he's a long stretch from Meet Joe Black. I'm just saying he.
Yeah,
and there's no remorse
the way he handled it. This is what I love when she says, "I don't love." Can someone do her voice and read? I don't love.
I don't love the way it's coming across.
and then she's settling. Yeah. I just wrote her a letter.
Well, you guys take right now.
What's
yeah, she says, "Well, you guys tape right now. It looks like you guys." Like you guys had, let's see, what did they have? Like a solid relationship. Yes, because clearly she only knew what he was telling her. Okay.
But she didn't because they were like, friends. Like in that second to last episode, she was like sharing like
intimacy.
Yeah.
That's like a glimmer of, oh, maybe he was lying, like slightly, a glimmer of thought at the
risk. Yes. And it almost.
Fast as it came.
We were so close.
Until he takes a break and talks to her on the side and manipulates back again. Because she's
They had been very intimate. So, I mean, let's see. I think that. Andy calls a break.
Mustaches are hard to pull off, and he's not pulling it off. That thing needs to go. That superstar needs to be shaved.
Howie Mandel shaved it off already. It's gone in real time.
It's gone?
Yeah.
He took the advice and got rid of it?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Does Ariana, is she ever going to forgive him? Are they ever
going
to
forgive
him? No. People won't allow it.
Where does Rachel fall into play? Is she...
Well,
she
got her restraining order.
Well, they went on a break, and what happened was is he was trying to get her alone so that he can coach her through what he wanted her to say in the next episode. And they totally had this fake moment in the trailer with a fake, hey, how are you? And then this long pause, this silence where they're just staring at each other. Okay, I'm gonna go
like,
now.
What is their general conversation when they're alone? Like,
oh my god, I want to know. Yes, what do they talk about? What kind of music do they listen to?
Well, he probably sings to her, and she loves it. I mean,
yes.
Can you imagine how creepy their conversations are? It's probably about how great he is, and
so narcissistic.
Yeah. And teaching her like primary colors. And how to count to five.
So wait, for somebody that's on the outside of this, did they film this season before all this happened, or did this break when a new season's coming out?
While it was happening, but it wasn't released that it was happening.
We didn't know until the season was over, and then they rushed cameras to get to the scene. So they were having an affair the whole time, but nobody knew. I mean, people were catching on, Katie and Lala. Nobody knew until after the reunion, and that's when Lisa was like, you guys are gonna have to learn how to get along and la 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 la, and it felt like such a close to like the whole thing, and then all of a sudden it was like, well, 2 weeks later or whatever, and like cameras were up and Ariana was screaming at him and he was screaming at her, and it was horrible.
How long was the affair going on for?
7 months.
I think it was longer. I think it was longer.
Yeah.
I would say like 7-8 months is what they're copying to once they got their timelines together.
And they still live together?
Yeah.
That's what's weird right now. They still live together.
How do they still live together? I don't understand that.
They have go-betweens. They have assistants. They have friends. You know, I don't know if anyone saw the podcast Call Her Daddy, but Ariana talked about how she had her friend come in and set up an Excel spreadsheet so that she was never alone. There was always somebody with her. And I'm thinking, damn, I don't have friends like that.
And like, I think this part
like that.
This part to me is kind of relatable, because how many people are in a relationship or in a marriage that you're like, I can't leave because we are both financially vested in this house. I can't just afford to go buy a different house. I'm in this with
Jenny,
you until we sell
Jenny
it.
Jenny totally gets that. Jennifer totally understands. I don't, but wait a second. Wait, no, that's not right. But yeah, you're right. How do you do that?
It's like back in the day when Matt and I, before we were married, and we would fight, and I would go through and get a sit in the room and look through my phone at the apartments, and then I would come out and he would say, "You didn't find an apartment, did you?" And I said, "No, let's work it out."
That wasn't me.
You guys, we can't hear you.
Has Lisa Vanderpump
outside?
The sound isn't working for them, Matt.
We're gonna move
outside
because it's too loud in here. We can't.
Okay. Do you want to stop recording for a minute, or?
I'm gonna keep everybody entertained by saying I'm gonna do a mashup of the Vanderpump Girls intro, but I'm gonna put the Full House theme on it. So imagine like Ariana crying, and you hear "Everywhere You Look, Everywhere You Go." That's what we need. We need to inject some.
Getting a Vanderpump
role. We need to inject some like more comedic relief.
Yes, that just gave my brain so much dopamine in that moment just hearing it.
Yeah. Everywhere. Yeah. Speaking of Full House, while we wait for our other friends to get back.
That's it. This is a Full House podcast now.
Is it with the people in Full House?
Yeah.
Is this a Full House podcast?
Yeah, this is a Full House recap.
Yes, we are a Full House recap.
I gotta tell you, and I love Bob Saget more than any other comedian. Full House does not hold up. That is a very cringe-worthy show. If you watch those reruns and you see like "You Got It, Dude," and like Uncle Jesse's kissing her, you're like, oh, it's just, it does not hold up. It has aged very, very badly. I don't know what we were thinking in the 90s when I was growing up, but it was not good. Family Matters holds up. That's a good show.
Family Matters. Urkel hit on me.
That's right. Urkel hit on her. Okay, and
Urkel
did
hit on me. When I was working in the studios back in the day, Urkel hit on me.
So let's talk about what's happening next in the Scandival. So like what are they waiting for? What's like the next big thing?
Okay, so Rachel actually thought that when they got caught and that she was moving on to Tom, that nothing was going to happen. And Ariana, he said, "How did you envision this moving forward?" And she's like, "You know, I really didn't think about that. I thought we'd all be friends." Is she kidding me?
Look
what happened with Kristen.
Yeah.
So she thought, he gave her the same spiel. He used the same excuses. And then he probably told her, "Well, everyone moved on with Kristen and it was a smooth transition. I bet you money," he said that to her.
Yeah. Oh, I guarantee.
And she was like,
consistently has the same speech.
Yes. Oh, and with the spin he's been trying to put on Ariana all season about how she doesn't refill any of the pens in the pen drawers and she's such a monster and he deserves better, that he would come out looking like the good guy and that he deserves happiness with this lady with the IQ of a cucumber. No offense to the cucumber community.
No, she has no soul, because I will tell you, in my text to Aunt Rita, the night of the reunion, here I am texting my Aunt Rita. She's such a cutie. See her? Like, Sheena's crying. Okay. Sheena is bawling. Her baby was hyperventilating. Okay. Because poor little Summer Moon couldn't handle seeing her mom cry. And I'm telling Aunt Rita, I can't believe how badly Sheena's sobbing for what Rachel did to her life and how she affected her family. And that twat narcissist is emotionless, just staring at
her. She said she should have turned out.
Yeah, I know.
She does get to that because it's not finished. It's just so gross for her to just stare at this woman in pain, knowing full well she caused it, yet having zero empathy, culpability, or accountability. No. She's like a true narcissist. How could she be?
That's a trend that a lot of cheaters do. You see in like shows and things like that, they're always like, "Well, don't I deserve to be happy?" It's like, do, but not at the expense of others. Like, you've already lost the war.
Even Ariana's crying. Ariana's crying at what Sheena crying. Sheena's crying, Ariana's crying, and she's looking at her as dumb as a box of rocks.
Yeah.
And then here I am, and one of my final texts, you know, she says, "I should have sent a note. Maybe I should have sent it." You know what's even more sick? After all of that, Aunt Rita comes back and she says, "I guess I have to watch the show because I have no idea who's who." Poor Aunt Rita.
Rachel.
Rachel's like, "What show is this that you're
hiding?" Exactly.
This poor woman needs to go to bed and I'm just going psychotic the night of the reunion. Aunt Rita. So those are texts to Aunt Rita showing what an emotionless robotic twat Rachel is.
Oh, text yeah. Aunt Rita. Next up. Next up, we have text to Uncle Jimmy. They're not about the Sandoval. I just want to talk about my Uncle Jim for a minute. No, well, Rachel, is it Rachel or Raquel? Who? What's her name?
She changed it to Raquel.
Oh, yeah. She changed it. She's so
her
cool.
Her name is Rachel.
Were Rachel and Ariana friends before all this happened?
BFF.
They were best friends, and they
like best of best.
Wow. So her best friend cheated on her with her. Boyfriend
well,
of what, 10 years?
Her arm around her, telling her how much she loves her, how she's part of her crew. Mind you, side wow. note, fucking her boyfriend in another room.
But there was a thing that just came out on, how do you pronounce it?
Des Moines.
Said that
the argument is
that said Tom, Ariana, and Raquel had a threesome like a long time ago.
But that was debunked, I thought.
No, but then Katie was on Watch What Happens Live. They were like pushing her and she's like, I can't say anything. And Tom Schwartz was like a while back, he was like, well, I don't know about that now, and like stuff like that, like little things, and everyone gets really mad when it's brought up at all.
Because
Ariana said, brought it up on
what is she gonna shit. Say that they did though, you know?
Well, Ariana said on Watch What on Call Her Daddy that sure. didn't happen.
Right. Sure. But I don't think that Ariana is gonna say that it did either, if it's true. But like if I mean not that Schwartz is like, you know, anyone to think that believe, but then when Katie was kind of like you know, maybe she knew because Tom told Tom who told Katie. So.
Katie doesn't seem to lie.
Not at all.
No. I mean she seems a straight shooter out of everybody.
It's just another level of like it got really too close to comfort and too close to home. And she brought this girl way, 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 way too close.
Yeah.
Like you can be best friends, but having someone like in the hot tub in Cabo and stuff, and they're like all three like cuddling, like there's just space.
And she says like, oh my gosh, we're like a thruple. And it's like,
what? Thruple.
Yeah.
Stop it.
She asked to sleep with Brock and Sheena. Didn't she ask to get
okay,
with
so
them?
I
she bizarre. Did. I wouldn't be doing that with my friend and her husband or boyfriend at all. That's
she
just
asked
weird.
To sleep with them because so, she was scared, she said.
Right. But remember before I was like, I thought I had misheard, and she had said that she trusted her to sleep with him.
Yeah.
They really, it sounded like when I rewatched him that they really had.
They did, three of them, but not
well,
just
yeah.
him and her.
But if you're asleep.
Meant, yeah, but she meant like she would trust them, just the two of them. She thought Raquel was such an honest friend. But yeah, the three of them did sleep together.
I mean, you could just
together.
Slip your hand down there while the other one is sleeping,
totally.
And she doesn't care.
No,
yeah.
So she's like,
yeah, no,
I'm lonely. Your wife's asleep.
She just, wormed her way into like all these people's relationships and lives and entangled herself.
She's got fungus.
She blamed Ariana.
She didn't want to know because she just laid there asleep the whole time. So I feel like she just didn't want to know.
Yes. Yeah. Everything's victim blaming. It's crazy.
I totally think she's blaming. I mean, I think both of them
you
are.
You should have known. Yeah.
Tom
it's like,
too.
No,
which
too.
Is sociopath again. I mean, like, are you the victim? Like, I can't with the victim.
Because they don't want to take the blame themselves and then they're the villain.
Or and Tom and Raquel, are they really like in love? Are they gonna like? Are they a couple now?
No, he's dating somebody from Austin or something.
But she's sending postcards to the house, and I read today that she just got out of treatment, and her team is already reaching out to different brands for sponsorships.
I was loving
to
say team.
What?
Yeah.
Sponsor. For one PR person who's like her second cousin once removed.
So that means
5%
off the show.
The only person that should sponsor her is a condom company so that she doesn't procreate and have more kids like her.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
She was gifted. She was gifted by her mom to the sister.
Gifted.
Here's a baby.
Like with a present, not gifted.
Like an old sweater. Like, you can't have a baby. I don't want this one. You take it. What was that like at Christmas time? There goes my mom with my siblings who are 10 years older. I'm going to stay with my auntie mom.
And grandma buttons.
I mean that
grandma buttons.
She that Lala said it best that Rachel should not be on reality TV. She mm-hmm. just shouldn't be on reality. I mean, I personally think she got it on with Schwartz and Tom Sandoval. I think that they had a threesome. So absolutely.
So possible.
Well, they're in love with each other.
Very, I haven't thought of, but very but they've possible. They've
never seen each other.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
You think so?
They have.
Everybody's but each other's, because then it would be just too weird.
They're rolling and they're doing yay, and they're definitely pulling it out.
They're all sharing, like Tom Schwartz is shaking his little bottle of Xanax. Oh, yeah. And they're all sharing.
What did you think of that? Green light. What is green light?
Yeah.
What's the green light?
And then all of a sudden, here comes the pills.
Yeah. But then that big idiot, like, she's supposed to walk out while everyone's distracted. Instead, she stopped to wipe off her dress and missed the whole distraction.
Speaking of distractions, if you guys are hungry tonight, you should go get some original Food for Five, Dinner for Four at Lemo's Family Dinners. That's right. That's Lemo's there on 4227A Tierra Rajada Road in Moore Park. Check them out. Lemo's Grill, sponsor of tonight's show.
Thank you.
Okay, so Tom Sandoval, is he spinning this narrative like he's a victim at this point?
Yeah.
Is he owning this? Is he apologizing and owning it?
No.
Did you guys
he's in denial that he's not at fault.
He's like Sheena. He's trying to talk to Sheena, like be friends. Oh, did you? Yeah. It wasn't malicious. And she's all, "You shut the fuck up." You know, if it wasn't malicious, what was it? And she's like, "That friendship is done. It's done." Yeah. And it's like, "Hell yeah! What? Why do you sound more apologetic and sorry to Sheena 100%. Than Ariana?"
Like, I feel like that's a cheater thing, though. Yeah. A lot of them do that. Like, they can't. Like, I feel like they've disrespected that person for so long that person almost becomes not human to them, but just like a block of their, like what they're trying to get, so that they dehumanize them. And then they get so freaking mad at them, they have no respect at all. It's the craziest thing. It's so normal.
Then explain to me like why Sheena was saying when the restraining order was coming up, you need to stop talking now.
I think for legalities, like, because she can't talk about it. So,
but he can.
Yeah, but she doesn't want him to say something that might. See, I'm not convinced that she did.
That she did. Yeah, that makes me feel like she might have.
I'm fine with
that.
I would have blocked her too.
But I think.
I listened to. So Sheena had last week on her podcast. She had Lala and her lawyer Nima, who represented her during that whole thing, and they were talking about how they had witnesses. They were all ready to go for this trial that Rachel was clearly not ready for. And she didn't want anybody getting any information that would give Rachel a heads up at all during that.
They were going to fly people in from New York. She was like, "I was ready to fly people
in." They were going to pull like videos from like street cameras. Like, they were ready to go.
They need to sue Raquel for taking the legal system and abusing it. So they need to make an example to show the public what will happen when you use this for your own personal vendetta, because women need this. There's women you know, that are fleeing for their lives with their children. And it's just, it's not right what she did. It's not right at all. A week later, she's going to the doc, a false police report, a false medical report, you know, it's a court's time. It just keeps, it's like I private messaged Sheena on Instagram and I said, you have no choice. You know, what they did was child abuse. Poor little Summer Moon's hyperventilating. And on top of that, now this, I mean, they have no respect for children. Talking about Lala pulling out her IUD, you know, it's just, they're just so sick. And I can't believe this is, honestly, is entertainment purposes.
So do we think she's pregnant then?
No. I think Raquel is too stupid to realize that her personal decisions have an effect on other people.
I think
she's literally too stupid and too self-centered to realize.
I agree. Although they did, like,
she's very immature.
They went out, this woman in the airport the other day, they took pictures of this woman and followed her. She was all over the internet because she had a similar look to Rachel. And this poor woman, everybody was like, "Oh my God, it's her."
It was not.
She is worse than Monica Lewinsky. This is to her grave. This is till you die. I mean, you change your name. You're like the girl that dated Shanann's Chris Watts. That girl that dated Chris Watts. You're her. Okay, you're that infamous. There's Trixie's behind me.
No, she's definitely infamous. I mean, she's on CNN.
Yeah.
But I think that I don't think it's going to help her get endorsements.
No,
I think
I don't either. I mean, unless it's for like medication or like
medication,
you know, or like a weird olive green dress, maybe because she wears those to every reunion, or just how to stare blankly at the wall.
Yeah. Emotionless.
Do the other cast members, are they staying out of this for the most part, or are they just Ariana all the way?
Yeah, everybody's ride or die Ariana.
Who does Sandoval have as an ally? Is he all out of friends on the
Schwartz?
Show?
Schwartz did push-ups at the break. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He started doing push-ups.
He just went to Stassi's house and she was like, you have got to get behind this. It is Team Ariana and you are throwing yourself you're killing yourself. Like, he's what killing are you himself. Doing? And Stassi said that he agreed. He was like, I think you're right.
Will he follow through with it?
He
doesn't follow through. He's except for buying the same type of shirts every day.
But like the other cast members for part two were not coming off as clean, I think, as they wanted to.
No.
Like James and the waitress, like slapping the waitress's ass.
Raquel. Remember Sheena's wedding when he was in there and he's all Raquel,
Tom,
and
she's like, Tom
stop
Sandoval.
It. You're being, yeah. But then he slapped Raquel in her ass behind everybody's back.
Yeah.
And it was on camera. And but I have it queued up, but we can't.
The difference is I think James was non-consent, whereas Raquel, like they were like playfully flirting and fucking on the side.
Yeah.
But
James, I don't think anybody's going to care about that because trumps everything.
Yeah. But I think and Allie like are very problematic, and I think next season it's going to be an issue.
I love Allie.
Because
I don't like Allie.
She has no personality.
It drives me insane.
She looks
like a Barbie.
She's plotting to be on the show. That is her purpose.
Yeah.
To, like, get
who? It said Tony. Her purpose is on the show.
That's all she's trying to do. The only reason she's with James is to be on the show.
Break down for me, for all the people out there that aren't familiar. Who are all these people on the show?
Allie is not in this picture because Allie is James' latest girlfriend.
Well, how do you know? I mean,
she might be.
All right, who's this top left in this green dress?
That's Kristen, who is Tom Sandoval's original girlfriend.
Original girlfriend.
That he did the same thing with, but when he was in his 20s.
But then she had sex with his friend Jax. He's on the far right side, second to the right. Yeah, that's Jax. And Jax was dating Stassi, who's right back next to Kristen, over there to the left.
Here.
And then,
yes, that's Stassi.
Oh, look at his greasy Ben. That's stop.
This is Scandival.
This is new.
Yes.
This is Schwartz.
Schwartz.
Yes.
That's Lisa.
Horrible picture.
That is a bad picture of her.
It looks like if you took like Ken and Lisa, you know those machines that show you what your babies will look like.
I see her in person. She's beautiful. Yeah.
Oh no, she is. But that looks. I can't get behind that.
That's
photo.
Not a good picture of her. She doesn't really look like
photo.
That. Who's this right here?
Katie. That's a great picture of Katie.
Yeah.
Powerful. Oh, I love her.
Kentucky Muffin.
We need a name for her, like
Bambi
Skank,
bitch.
Moronic Waffle Twat.
Like rat,
the rat.
What does she have around her neck? Is she trying to be all zen?
Not the lightning bolt.
I don't know, but yeah.
Not the lightning bolt.
Do you know about the lightning bolt, Matt?
What's
the lightning bolt? No, explain. What is this?
Nicole.
The lightning bolt is matching necklaces that they would wear to signify that I love you.
He had it first.
And then she had to buy her own. He didn't even buy it for her. She had to buy her own at a boutique.
He got his from Kyle. Wow. It's Kyle Chang, who's like a famous like jeweler in Hollywood. He got his then like from him, and he like you've seen him like be with him or whatever. Then she saw the lightning bolt and she was like, I like that, and so she bought it because he had it.
And mind you, this all happened on the show
on camera.
Nobody knew that he was cheating when they were filming.
And it's like the Tom symbol, right? So it's like seeing a lightning bolt necklace on the show, I think, isn't like weird, but then when that came out and then we're all on Instagram like zooming in on their necklaces.
He was her for Halloween, Matt. He was her for Halloween. Tom Sandoval was boning Rachel behind his girlfriend Ariana's back. And for Halloween, he dressed up as his mistress.
Wait, what?
So weird.
I did not know.
Oh, yeah.
How does one even pull that off?
He dressed up as Rachel for Halloween, Tom Sandoval.
I missed
that. And he also ruined white nail polish for everybody.
Even OPI is like, we want no part of this.
Yeah, ew. It was called,
but
like
he did unite the Democrats and Republicans.
He is a bunny.
He's an idiot.
Leaves little shits everywhere he goes.
Who's the last? This is James, and who's this girl right here?
Ariana.
Ariana, our queen.
So this is Ariana, and this is her nemesis
her
right here.
Nemesis.
That's the whore.
The whore.
Look at her.
The anti-Ariana.
Scary whore.
Shame.
Oh, wait, who's this chick here next to this guy?
Sheena. She's an icon.
And are all these people still on the show?
No.
Seeing Kristen Jax and Brittany are not.
Kristen Jax and Brittany will be coming back next season.
Yeah. Oh, they're coming back.
Supposedly, yeah.
And it'll be juicy if they do. So Brittany and Jax finally got married and had a kid, and they had their own spinoff show that where they went to Missouri?
Kentucky.
But did you hear that there's like people waiting in the wings to come at Jack about him cheating on Brittany?
Oh, yeah. In Kentucky?
No, like right now, like they're like, if Jax goes back on the show, it's a suicide mission because there's girls waiting to jump on it and be like, you've cheated since then. And now they're kind of.
They were rocky in that show.
Yeah, I mean, self-preservation, I guess.
Yeah. That's another podcast, but there's a lot to talk about.
The way
he treats women in that show was so gross.
We need like a flow chart or like a pie chart.
Oh, yeah.
The incestuous goings on.
Everybody's screwing everybody. It's insane.
Wait, what kind of incestuous this stuff's going
on? Well,
in
the beginning, everybody
bring the picture back up. We'll tell you.
We're gonna play a little game.
Yeah, we're gonna play a game, Matt. And you just point to
what's happening.
And ask a question.
It's called Who's Been Inside Who, and the answer is everybody.
And then there's that.
Well,
so what happened with this picture? Why are they smooching? Are they frenemies?
Why aren't they? But they were always kiss. Every time they played Spin the Bottle, the two of them would end up kissing.
I feel like they wanted to. There's a picture of it at Schwartz and Sandy of them kissing, apparently. Yeah. I haven't been there, but I've heard.
I got my they
so
totally
they're smooching friends. They smooch.
Did a threesome with Rachel.
Yeah,
I know it.
What'd you get?
Apple pie?
Do you want to bring your picture back up, Matt, so we can tell you who's who in the zoo and what's what in the hut?
What, the picture before of all the folks?
Yes, the folks.
I have another picture I need some clarification on, and I need it from the experts that are here tonight.
That's us.
God, what is it?
I've been waiting my whole life for this moment.
Be scared for what he's about
put
to
me
do.
In, coach. This is my moment.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Just give me a chance.
These are the same folks, but they look, these people look different in a lot of things.
Yeah, well,
Ariana.
I mean, but that's what Botox, filler, all that kind of stuff does to you. Filters, haircuts, you know.
Jax looks so thin.
The hair changes. The hair changes a bit.
Yeah. Sure.
Who is that? Lala at the end on the left?
Yeah.
That's Sandoval.
No.
That's what I'm saying. They look different.
Lala was much more brunette in the earlier seasons. Like, I've been doing a rewatch. And her
who's
hair
this up here in the front?
That's Katie. That's Katie.
She cut her hair recently.
She looked good there, too. Damn, girl. Yeah.
This whole time, I thought Katie was the crazy one. And now that Sandoval's out in the light, I see everything Katie ever did.
Yes.
They edit her to be the villain. They edited her that way. She was innocent all along.
And Stassi said one time on her podcast that Sandoval would always tell her, like, oh, Stassi, you get the hero edit. Like, they're always making you out to be the good guy. And she's like, actually, considering what I know about you behind the scenes, you've gotten quite the hero edit yourself.
It's true.
They're making them look a lot better than they are.
Yeah.
They glazed over so much this past season.
And Tom's been glazing all over Rachel this whole season.
Everything.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like do you feel like Lisa, like, let me just show you my little proof here so that you can say Lisa sticks up. Or I feel like Lisa digs too much and sticks up for the Toms too much.
Well, so her Lala business depends on it too for Tom.
I think she's just a misogynist.
Does it? And she says, I'm not sticking up for Tom. And she says, I'm talking about you, Lala. So she's being reasonable. Tom says Lisa's being reasonable for sticking up for her.
She's always had a soft spot for the Tom and all the guys, actually. I think she has a thing. Like, it's, you know, there's just some people that, like, men can't do wrong. Oh, they're just being boys. Boys will be boys, blah, blah, blah.
But
you know,
business with them.
Yeah. Yeah. And she,
yes.
But she digs on them. Like, James bought a house. And what does she say? Don't fuck it up. I want to see.
Yes.
James bought a house. And that's what she says. Because Sheena gets married and she has to point out, and it's for the green card, right? And Sheena's like, oh, and the green card, of course. Like, she takes digs.
She always does. But she just digs in the housewives.
I was just gonna say on Beverly Hills, always did that. And she always had someone doing her dirty work, just like she had Ken drop that little nugget and scurry off.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like the worst acting on earth. So yes, she's a mischievous little pot stirrer.
I don't trust her.
No. Yeah.
I don't trust her, but
that's what Kyle said. She's like plays chess, like pawns. I don't see it.
To worry about.
Yeah, she's the queen of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told Ken one time that she was the reason I watched Real Housewives, and he said she's the only one that doesn't drink. They get them drunk, they wait for them to be wasted, and then they start filming.
Oh my, for sure. Yeah. They get that like 30-yard stare and you know what's on.
I'm entertaining right now, right?
Stay fancy. Oh.
What's that?
Sign someone's arm? Is that Schwartz or Stan?
Oh, he signed somebody's arm.
What is this right here? Is she signs?
Oh, that's
why
a
does
knife?
He write stay fancy? Is that his catchphrase?
That's what it looks like.
Is that Stassi on that shirt?
What the heck?
Ew, that's
no.
Pants. He has those in every color. They're the most
what's with the pants?
Like a walking pencil.
This is Tom Sandoval signed during I love that he's playing in Kentucky, by the way. Stay fancy on a fan. Is that his catchphrase? Stay fancy.
I've never heard that ever.
No.
Maybe he's trying.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Oh yeah. Look at that girl. No.
I hope that's earlier, because if that's now, that
I would not want
idiot.
To be that close to him.
These were posted yesterday.
There's no stash.
They don't buy your shirt off.
He does look like 5 years
old.
It's
so empty. It's so empty.
He's
there. He has to keep taking pictures with the same fans.
Somebody's mom.
Does anyone expect them to be sold out, though? I mean,
what are you doing on the ground?
Why do I feel like his abs are painted on? Like airbrushed.
Or like it's like a t-shirt, like you know, those t-shirts.
Like they do at the midnight party. Yeah, at the Playboy Mansion where they spray paint their bathing suits on. It's like abs.
Yeah.
Six pack.
What's happening here? This is before the reunion.
They didn't want to film, and they were taking a break, and it was before she came on. He wanted to talk to her privately so that they could get their stories straight, so he could talk shit about the rest of the cast. And he threw a fit worse than my 6-year-old does. And they were, dude, you signed up for this. You're on a reality show. If you're going to talk to another cast member, like sit down, shut up and film. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I want to be alone.
Well, everybody
else saw that. I did see that.
Yeah.
He's outside the trailer, right?
Look on her face. Like, look at the sheer confusion.
She already looked constipated.
Where are we again? Doesn't she constipate it? Shit already, Rachel. Shit or get off the pot.
Shit or get off. Look at him.
Even said he was delicate. He had the audacity to say, I'm in a delicate position right now.
Oh, shut your mouth. You put yourself there, you dumb.
Yeah.
He's delicate, guys, right?
Yeah, apparently.
You know, so this is the cast arriving. Where do they film? Was this outside of like the studios when they were all
there? Yeah, it was like at one of the studios.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
My husband looked it up. It's in Van Nuys, like the armpit of the valley.
I love that. Adam gets all involved in this stuff.
He's very delicate. Okay. Very delicate. So we're going to be running out of time soon. You guys have anything else you want to jump into before we wrap up?
The restraining order needs to come out.
Oh, it got
restraining
dropped.
Order?
Raquel dropped the restraining order day of the reunion.
But she didn't. It was the paperwork was for a civil lawsuit to be dropped, and that's not what this was. for the temporary restraining order, she wasn't able to cancel it in advance. They all just had to show up and plead their case, yes. you know, a few days after the reunion. So that paper was just all for show.
I think she just wanted, she just didn't want to get yelled at. But what Nima said, like you were saying earlier, is you can't do that. You have to follow through, and it can only be dropped by, I think, the judge, right?
Yes.
At in the courthouse. So you can't go, oh, well, I'm dropping it. It's over. And she, I think she just didn't want to get yelled at, and more like she wanted to be like, oh, I dropped it. See?
Right.
You know, she was trying to backpedal. Mm-hmm.
So I thought she didn't show up for court, and that's why I got
she caught. Didn't. And that's
she was at Tom's house the night. That the day she was supposed to show up, she showed up with the, remember the bag? Oh, I'm going to a shoot. No, you were not. You were at his house. Ariana was out of town doing the Lifetime movie. And then the bag she was carrying, I think the company had gifted those bags to Ariana and made a post saying, we don't, she doesn't don't sponsor our bags. You know, we're not sponsored. We don't.
Yeah, it's like we provide the bag, but not the baggage.
Yeah.
And then it's called, the whole line.
It's called Bays, like B-E-I-S. They're in Nordstrom's right now too. They're super cute stuff, actually. They have the cutest crossbody. I really liked it.
It's Shay Mitchell's line.
Yeah.
Oh, not okay. I have one question for everybody before we go. I want to know if Sheena Shea had that gold, good as gold record in Target, would you buy it or on
in
Amazon?
A second?
Because I would second,
good as gold second.
Yes, she gave it to Andy for the clubhouse. I'm sure.
I'm not that into it. Like, I might do like the sweatshirt, like, I would go to the restaurant, stuff like that, but I wouldn't buy. Like, I don't know. Sheena to me has always been like, I know they've always kind of left her on the outside and made her really work for it. There's something like almost fake about her. They always felt I kind of feel the same way about her.
She worked hard.
That is gold. It's like she's a little too whiny for my taste. And but I think she's super cute, and I like want the best for her. Her daughter's adorable, but like Brock, not really a fan. Mm-hmm. So you know,
she was. A lot of them were very beautiful when the show first started, and a lot of the injections and stuff they did was just. Let's blame the Kardashians, the pillow, lips, puffy face, all their fault. They ruined beauty for the next
They ruined second. Faces for America.
they ruined faces.
And asses. They ruined asses and hips. Like, what the frick? Like, stop. Injecting shit in your
Can you imagine when they look back at this time in history and what we considered beautiful and Nicki Minaj is just there like,
It's hideous.
I think that the part three, the big, I still stick with the fact that
Brock, the reveal?
I think Brock.
I don't trust Brock either. I don't trust him either.
I think Brock.
I don't trust him. I don't think that was it.
That's what I think. That's just my prediction.
I think she might have cheated on her, cheated with her maybe while that he was with Katie or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
I think it's that Lisa knew.
Yeah, she went on Twitter and
no, I think that it's longer.
That couldn't have been her. Like the way that was typed was not a Lisa
style.
She
doesn't say doll. They said she doesn't say doll.
Yes, like it ain't me. Like Lisa, it's not you.
But is that enough to make people not want to come back?
No, I don't think so.
Because they said
there's supposed to be a big reveal, Matt, on season, and then Wednesday on reunion three, there's a big reveal, and the producer said, don't sign your contracts yet because you might not want to come back. And I think it Raquel's pregnant. I think she's pregnant.
Oh,
but, you know, her face is swelling. Her breast is swelling. I think she's pregnant, or like she had an abortion, something.
They showed in the preview, it said, one of the producers said to her, are you ready to tell the truth? And she's in the same blue dress that she is in all the other interviews, but they changed like the contrast to make the blue look like a lighter blue almost. So it looked like two different times, but it's the same freaking interview that she's been doing the whole time. So
with her office clothes, with her blazer.
When they came back, when they were doing the interviews post Scandoval, she did wear that sweater again, because you can tell the difference like in her balayage. Yeah. I've spent too much time looking at it.
But I love
so she might be pregnant with the Sanda baby or something.
The Scumda baby.
The Sanda baby.
I feel like we need live reactions of all of us seeing what it is and being like,
yeah.
What if it was born with a tail?
Or it's going to be nothing. It's going to be like it's a big be nothing.
And they've just been playing us the whole damn time.
You think it's going to be
I feel like it's going to be not that not. Big of a deal. Like Brad, the really good friend of Ariana, he was doing an interview with the Nick Vile, the Vile Files. And he's like, there's really not the much guy. That they can tell us that we're all going to be that shocked about yes. because all like we're so indifferent to everything now. Like, it's really not that big of a deal. Even if it was longer than we thought, we still hate her. We still hate him. Like, okay, so it's longer, whatever.
But if right. she's up with Brock or got with Brock, it would be a huge deal. You need
to move on from Brock.
Married.
I mean, that's going it. I think he's a slime ball, but I just don't think that's it.
No, yeah. Not. Brock, you mean the
yeah.
slime ball?
Yeah, for sure.
I think she's pregnant. She's pregnant. Well, see, I'm Mexican. We know these things. We get 3 new babies a year. Her face is swollen. Her breasts are swollen. And when she stood up, I paused it for a long time. And you can see a bump at the reunion.
That I also could pregnant. Be like an STI. Allegedly. And
smoking.
Allegedly.
So if she was. Discount injector
or something.
Oh, yeah. She didn't care to screw her best friend's man. You think she's going to care to vape while she has a baby in her? Right. Or she probably didn't right. know at that time. You know, she's yeah. an idiot. I And her mother talking about James's penis size. Oh, oh my God.
Ew. In front of Grandma Buttons. In front of Grandma Buttons. Save Grandma Buttons.
Wait a second. That's not grandma no. appropriate talk.
I yeah. know. In this political climate, not in front of Grandma Buttons.
No. Absolutely not. All right. Well, that'll be
if
our show.
If we forgot
tonight,
anything, let us know in the comments, please, because there is a lot to cover. And
Please like, comment, subscribe, and thanks to Lemo's Grill for sponsoring tonight's show. And we're really excited to see what happens from here. You heard the predictions tonight, so we're gonna have to see what happens, and we'll keep everybody posted with episode 3. So thank you guys all for coming on and waxing your poetic with us tonight. It was all good times.